Parshas Vayigash, Vayomi Yosef el Echav ani Yosef. Yosef said to his brothers, I am Yosef. And there's a well-known Chofetz Chaim ala Torah, a beautiful lesson. And he commented as follows, the Chofetz Chaim. He said that at the time, from the time the brothers first came to Mitzrayim to get food, and Yosef spoke to them very roughly, accused them of being spies, they couldn't figure out what was going on. And they had many questions about why they were experiencing what they were experiencing. But as soon as they heard the words Ani Yosef, all their questions were answered. All the difficulties of understanding their situation and what they went through and the events that transpired to them were completely clarified with those two words Ani Yosef. And the Chofetz Chaim says, this is what's going to happen L'Asid Lavai, when the whole world will hear the words Ani Hashem. Once they hear the words and it's felt by everybody, Ani Hashem, I am God, his revelation to the Bria, all questions and all difficulties that people had about the whole history of the world with all its suffering will be answered. It'll be clarified in an instant. Everyone will then see how the hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused everything for our benefit. And when one realizes when HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan and purpose, that all events that occur, it gives meaning to hardship and suffering. When a person sees meaning in suffering, it's easier to cope with. It's not a mikra. It has a deep meaning, and it's Hashem's holding your hand, and it's for your benefit. You don't have to wait for the final redemption, for the Gula Asida, to be aware that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a purpose behind each event, even though we don't yet understand what that purpose may be. So even if we don't know exactly why something happened, but the knowledge of knowing that L'Asid Lavai Dil B'Ani Hashem, the revelation of Ani Hashem will answer all our questions, and the emuna that we have in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will help us view situations in a much more positive light. It'll give us clarity. And he brings down, this is from Growth Through Torah, the Kaivitz, Igres Chazaynish, that he learned, the Chazaynish learned that all difficulties come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and dealt with it in a positive way. And he wrote that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's messengers that strengthen the connection between Abayre, the Hashem, and those are created. And when we go through difficult things and suffering, it elevates a person to a world that is full of light, beyond the body's natural tendencies, and that's the essence of a person. So when you view it in that light, then the suffering becomes easier to handle. And very often, there's a deep light that you discern from within the darkness. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for everything, and that itself gives great comfort to people. Another thing that we learn from this week's Parsha is the way Yosef answered the brothers. They were shocked, and they were embarrassed to talk to him, and he started talking, Yosef, and he said as follows. He said, Vata lo yatem shalachtem oisi heina. You did not send me here. Ki olakim, it was Hashem that sent me here. Vayisimeni l'ov l'pari, he made me a father over Parai, u'l'odayin l'chol beisai, and as a master over all of his house. U'mashel b'chol eres Mitzrayim, and a ruler over the land of Egypt. And the Das Torah and Rabbi Yeruchim goes through this. And he explains that normally when people, their teva is, when you do a chesed for somebody, they don't necessarily want to receive anything in return. But that's not always with the best motivations. Sometimes a person wants to give and not want anything in return because he wants the other people to be indebted to him forever. So when they take nothing in return, it prevents the other person from feeling that he had already paid his debt. So that's not a healthy thing. If you accept a kindness from someone that did you a favor, you're actually freeing him from his debt of his debt of Akaras HaTov. So in certain situations, even though it's Seinu Matanos Yichya, right, it's better not to want to accept gifts, but someone's makar tov to you for a great way for doing something good for you, and they desperately want to give you something in appreciation, Sometimes, even though normally the klal is you shouldn't really receive things, but sometimes by you taking something from somebody that has hakaras hatayv to you, you're doing them the greatest chesed. You're relieving them of that hakaras hatayv that's owed to you. Same thing over here. What happens very often is when someone does something wrong to another person, there's a tendency that, yeah, okay, I'll be meichel him. But you want him also to feel guilty. You want the wronged person to feel, one up, and the other person to be down on a lower level. And the true forgiveness is when you don't do that. When you accept a mechila full-heartedly, with making the one that you're being meichel not burdened by anything anymore. And that is exactly what Yosef did. Yosef wanted to do a chesed in his mechila, in his calming down his brothers, so that they should not feel guilty for what they had done to him. That's why Yosef told them that you were not the ones that sent me to Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it to get me ultimately to be the leader over all of Egypt and to be Mepharnes the whole world and to be Mepharnes us. And they should not think that they were harmful. They did the greatest chesed possible. Ultimately, it ended up being the greatest chesed possible. So he was saying to them that he was even grateful to all of this after the scheme of things, after everything is said and done. He had hakaras hatayv. He realized he had to go through what he went through. And it wasn't you. And so what he did was, Yosef was a tremendous matana of not only being meichel and calming his brothers down, but alleviating that emotional distress and suffering of them being burdened. Look what we did to Yosef, what the tzari caused him all these years. And he comforted them in that way. And he brings down from the Michtavei Chofetz Chaim a fascinating story with the Chofetz Chaim also, that someone wrote to the Chofetz Chaim to daven for him because he was ill, but he wrote in the letter that he wants to ask Mechila of the Chofetz Chaim because he spoke against the Chofetz Chaim and he was mezalzel in the Chofetz Chaim's Sfarim. And now, so when he wrote the letter, he asked the Chofetz Chaim both Mechila to forgive him for speaking against him in his Sfarim and also to daven for him because he was ill. And the way the Chofetz Chaim answered him, and he answered him immediately, and he said that he felt the suffering of his suffering. And not only that, the Chofetz Chaim asked this person, Mechila, for the suffering he caused. Because he said, I don't believe that your illness came because of you speaking against me. So I'm asking you, but you believe it. So I'm asking Mechila, that because because in your view, you're suffering by thinking that I'm the cause of your illness. And then he gave him a full bracha. They should have a full refuah shalema. So it's not just being meichel the person, but a true mechila when you're forgiving a person and calming them down. Don't worry, everything's good. It's not your fault. You not only do that, you try to alleviate and say, you know, it wasn't even you. And I see something good came out of it. And you calm them down so they don't feel that guilt after you were meichel them. It's a tremendous madrega, and that's really what Yosef did for his brothers. Another thing we see here, and it's a dasakanim, and when Pari asked Yosef, how long did you live? And Yaakov said that I lived 130 years, ma'at v'ra'im, and they were few and they were bad. And I haven't reached the years of my forefathers in their land. And again, we cannot comprehend the greatness of Yaakov Avinu, but when the Chazal say something and it's from a medrash, we need to learn from it. So the Das Kanim brings a medrash that Yaakov was punished for saying that his life was few and bad, and because of that lack of hakaras hatayv for his life, which was in his words, he lived 33 years less than his father Yitzchak. And those 33 years corresponded to the 33 words in Pasuk Ches and Tes. When Pari asked him, how long were the years of your life? And he answered back, I lived 130 years and so on. 33 words are in those two Pesukim, and he lost 33 years of his life. And we can't comprehend what this is about. It's hard to say that he that on Yaakov that he had lack of hakaras hatayv, so it must have meant in a very subtle way that we can't comprehend, But the Das Kanim brings this medrash, and it's something that we need to learn from. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to say this medrash often, and he said, what's the lesson for us? The lesson for us is that we need to learn to appreciate life. Even if we go through difficulties in life, we could still live a life of simcha. And we try to experience daily living of simcha, even through difficulties. And then we'll see there's a simcha in living. And there's a simcha of living. It's sort of like he gave a mashal that someone is drinking from a glass and it fell and it broke. He irritated, the glass broke. But if at that moment that the glass fell and broke, someone told you and said you won the lottery, you would be so besimcha over your good fortune that the loss of the glass wouldn't bother you at all. You'd just sweep it up and it wouldn't bother you. Same thing, the Simchas HaChaim itself, that Hashem gives you life, removes all the complaints that you could possibly have. He's also medayik fascinating, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, is that if he lost 33 years of his life because of these 33 words in these two psukim, but Pasuk Ches also has Pari's words to Yaakov. He asked him how old he is. Why was he punished for that? What does that have to do with Yaakov saying that his days were few and short? And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz learns from here that because Yaakov looked very old, and Pari thought that he looked older because than he actually was. That's why he asked him his age. And Reb Chaim Shmulevitz said that because of his suffering, the aging process happened more quicker. So he was held somewhat accountable for that as well. Again, this is something that, if the Medrash wouldn't bring it, it would be hard to say, but Lamaisa, it's a Musa Haskell for us to learn, to try to appreciate as much as we can life itself. It's not always easy, especially when there are hardships, but that is really what Maida Ani is all about. Every day we wake up in the morning and we express our Akaras HaKtoiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Chazal made this beautiful tefillah of Maida Ani, a beautiful Shevach of Maida Ani, to reflect how wonderful it is to be alive today. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. And we contemplate this. And then if we really, really internalize this, we will have a joy and an enthusiasm. And it'll give us the kayach to get through anything because we have that positive start in the morning that gives us the chizik to move forward. And finally, one other hadgasha of the parsha is when it says that Yaakov did not fall on Yosef's neck and kiss him because he was reciting Shema. And we learn from here, why did he recite Shema Dafka then? Is because he didn't see his son for such a long time. He felt overwhelmed by a profound feeling of love and joy. And he channeled that joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was the right moment to say Shema Yisrael. He channeled that joy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That doesn't mean you loved your son less and his joy was tremendous. But this is a Musa Haskell in general of that when you have a hergish of a Hakara Satoiv or a Simcha and you hear good news about something or a Simcha happened in your own Mishpacha, you channel first the first hergation that you have towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Chasadim that he has done for you. Have a wonderful Shabbos.